And we're recording, good. I'm gonna call the Candia Planning Board meeting of April 7, 2021 in session at 7:00 PM. Would you please all rise and join me in pledge allegiance to the flag? Pledge allegiance
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for attending. We're gonna do the roll call. Rudy here, Mark?
Here.
Brian?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Judy?
Here.
Josh does not sign on yet, I don't see him.
Josh is actually out of town this week, I think.
That's right, he said he was.
That's right, he was gonna be excused, okay.
And then Joyce.
And for the record, I'm gonna have Rob covering for Josh. And Joyce is also excused for tonight, so we do have a quorum. The first item on tonight's agenda is new business and information to the applicant, Paul Broussard, 266 Donovan Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034, owner same, property location same, map 411, lot 40. Intent to subdivide most southerly aspect with minimum acreage needed for a residential building lot for family. Do we have? Okay, all right. Come up in the front if you want.
Perfect. First time doing this.
That's okay.
Do I have a seat right here or right there?
Yeah, any of those.
Whatever you would like.
Yeah, any you feel comfortable with, that's fine.
You can come up to the table.
I ended up, oh, perfect, I appreciate that. I ended up moving from Dunbarton over to here back in early September. And no intent to subdivide. We did our due diligence, we saw the meeting minutes before this. It looks like the person who owned it before me went through he wasn't a very nice guy from what the interactions I had with him. But he tried to subdivide the whole thing. I get that it's on a Class 6 road and it needs to be somewhat of a Class 5 or within the parameters of a subdivitable lot for a building permit within the town of Candia. So what I'm looking to do is just subdivide my southerly portion of the lot with the minimum acreage, minimum frontage needed for my father. I was a fireman with him in Manchester, he ends up having cancer, so I wanted to build him a house right next door. The little ones can get off the bus, either go to his house or my house. I'm not a developer, again, full-time hose dragger. I do excavation on the side for fun. Kinda turned into a hobby, turned into a bunch of phone calls, everybody calling me for work, so that's how that ended up. But I've taken the liberty to print off maps showing distances. I've also taken the liberty of printing off the subdivision rules, other aspects of what's required for a building permit on a Class 6 road. I have it all here, but the general consensus from what I've seen is that my lot currently is not subdivided, it's not subdivitable. I need essentially permission from the selectmen to do it with the planning board's guidance and recommendations. So according to their rules for a building permit on a Class 6 road, I meet all the requirements, I'm within 600 feet of the driveway mouth, of the proposed driveway mouth where I wanna put it in theory, as long as that's approved by people. It's the first time I've ever subdivided anything. It's at roughly, I have the map here, I took it on Google Maps, I've taken the liberty to measure the distances for you guys so you can see roughly where I'm proposing to put this. Printed off only 5 copies, I apologize.
That's fine, that's fine.
Do you want me to take off my mask so they can hear me or no?
You can, totally up to you.
Okay, I'm vaccinated, so it's all good.
If you weren't, it wouldn't bother me a bit.
So we're coming from Chester Turnpike, you go down roughly 385 feet, give or take 20, and then the proposed driveway would be cutting in to the back, to the hilly portion up there. I wanna end up billing my pop a 1,200 square foot house, him and his wife, he's 61 years old.
So right now, if I can, right now, how big is your lot?
My lot is 18.74 acres.
Okay, and the problem is that if it was an existing lot separate from yours,
We'd be good.
You'd be fine.
Yeah.
You could do it. Then you only need permission from the Board of Selectmen
Correct.
To get your building permit. But other than that, there's no way, unless you wanna upgrade that road to a Class 5, that you can subdivide your lot.
Okay.
Which means all the way from Chester Turnpike in
To the proposed driveway, correct?
Yeah.
Which I can do, I'm prepared for that answer also. So I've taken the liberty of printing off the Candia Road Class 5 private road policy to upgrade.
Well, it'd be private, it's not private.
No, I mean, so upgrading right here. this policy. So roughly 12 inches in impact, certain feet wide. There's a road agent with the town, right?
Correct.
I heard one had passed, so I don't know if you're friends with my
Yeah, his son-in-law is now the road agent.
So I would assume it would be in a collaboration with him to say,
correct,
you're blessed, this road looks good, appropriate culverts, stuff like that.
The first hurdle, though, still is to have the Board of Selectmen agree that it is in the best interest of the town to upgrade that to a Class 5.
Which I think in the I would have to put into the Registry of Deeds that the town is not a responsibility to maintain the road.
Well, no, we wouldn't probably go along with this private road either. If you're going to upgrade it to a Class 5, it would then be
town-maintained road
after it's accepted.
Okay.
But you have to cross that hurdle first with the selectmen to see if, in fact, that is in the best interest of the town to upgrade that road. Okay?
Okay.
And then it would, from there, it would go, well, how far in and what kind of a cul-de-sac or hammerhead or whatever, because it's got to be based on the fire department approving it, you know, because they don't like hammerheads. So it would have
to be a
cul-de-sac.
I think a hammerhead's only required for 1,000 feet or greater.
Well, typically they don't like hammerheads because it's just not
conducive for a turnaround.
It has to be like
So it's 1,000 feet or greater. I'm looking at 385 feet.
Right.
So they'd still require, if you were going to update it, you'd still require a turnaround.
Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
For is that town ordinance? Or
fire apparatus.
It's for fire apparatus and emergency service. They don't want to be going down there and then have
to
back up. And, you know what I'm
saying? Oh, I know that being an 18-year
fire. It has to be something that's easy access in and out.
Okay. So.
And you're in how far, you said?
My house is deeper in, but the proposed driveway would be roughly 375 feet, 300 feet.
And how far are you in?
Probably 1,200 feet, if I were to put a number on it.
Wow.
By attachment.
So from that three whatever to your 1,200 is all your frontage?
Yeah, I have about 2,000 feet of frontage on Donald
Road.
I'm not looking to subdivide the rest. I spent too long in the infantry, and I'd rather just be alone in the woods, to tell you the truth. And it scares me to subdivide for my father because I'm afraid that he would sell it on his passing, and then I'd have a neighbor I don't like.
That's why you keep it. That's why you keep it.
Yes.
800, 900
feet away. So minimal frontage away, and as close to the road as possible. Okay. I don't want them to see me on my ATV.
Okay.
So ultimately, I have some print-offs from the state Supreme Court. You know, essentially saying that the selectmen are the end-all, be-all in regards to if this is approved or not, and planning board has to give guidance in regards
correct
to their recommendation.
Correct.
So with the building of a Class 6 road approved by the fire department and under the guise of in collaboration with the road agent, is this something that could occur? I'm not looking for a yes or no answer.
Yeah, it absolutely could occur.
Okay.
But like I say, the first hurdle, and correct me if I'm wrong, really, but I think the first hurdle is to approach the Board of Selectmen and say, this is what I'm proposing to do, and I have met with the planning board and informational, but I got to get your blessings to upgrade this, and it's beneficial to the town to do that. And the board then would have to determine if it is or if it isn't.
Right.
And I'm not sure the criteria of that, but I mean, it's pretty much the decision of the board that is this in the benefit of the town? Because now you're going to add another 400 feet roughly or more, 400-500 feet of road to be maintained by the town. So that's where it has to be determined by the board. Is it really worth it? Now, how many other lots, if you did upgrade that to a Class 5, would be affected by that, which would allow them to subdivide? Any?
That would be one.
One.
But that house
off
is on Chester. That house is on Chester Turnpike, and his
which
land
has roads
around the back.
Has land on Donovan too.
They could slice it that way if they wanted.
But that's the only one because you're only in.
What's the minimum frontage? You got 200.
200 feet. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's the only one.
Yeah, because you're only in 380 something.
380. Yeah. There's a house right there on the left. Then there's an open one that connects over to Chester.
So was that 380 going to be where the pin is for the beginning of the lot, and then
center mass driveway? So I have a 40-foot. There's a swamp right there on the right. There's a 40-foot swath of dry land. Again, I'd have to cut through, go around the swamp.
That road would have to consist the whole frontage, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah.
If he upgraded it?
A couple of things. One, we did do a very similar review of actually subdivided that particular property, that whole property.
I can imagine. I saw the 2008 massacre, or 1817 massacre right here.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly how far in class 6 road or class 5 road goes. I think that's considered.
It might be 12 meters, if that.
No, I can't remember. I'd have to go back and just check the
application. How far he was proposing?
Yeah, because at the time, in that last one, there was going to be 4 lots.
I see that, I got it right here, yeah. One consisting of 4.96, 4.93, 5.54, and 3.28.
Right. Okay. And the problem is that it was definitely class 6 road all the way down there. Now, I'd have to go back and take a look to see, and Lisa can do this for us too, is to find out exactly what was considered class 6 road and where that started, or whether the class 6 road started right from Chester Turnpike and went in.
I believe it starts right at Chester Turnpike.
Well, that's what I don't remember right offhand.
I know the northern portion of Donovan Road on that 27 side.
That's different.
Feet is
different. Yeah.
I had talked to Lisa pretty frequently about this, trying to seek her guidance so I wasn't wasting anybody's time. We essentially found that there's no, it's just assuming it's all class 6 from Chester Turnpike.
That's what I think too.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident. Yeah,
I can't remember. There was something about that Dennis brought up, but I'd have to check.
Sure.
I'd have to go back. As a matter of fact, watch, let me see the.
There's a ton of minutes here. That's how thick it was for you guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
It's double sided too.
I was chair at the time. Was Chad involved with that one too? Oh, yeah, it was Ashwood Development. Just wanted to check real soon to see if I've got.
Have you talked to any of the neighbors up there to get any feedback from them or no?
There's 2 abutting neighbors on the southerly side of Chester Turnpike, and then it's townland on the other one. So I haven't spoken to the new neighbors yet. I've spoken to all the ones on Donovan Road, because obviously we share the maintenance for
right.
The road. I haven't spoken to the Chester Turnpike ones yet.
And none of them on Donovan Road? Or?
No, I want to build a house for my pop. You know, that's, I'd like to have the kids show up for their grandfather's house. It'd be kind of cool. Get off the bus.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. The class 5 was only on 27.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
I knew there was something about that.
From this point, I guess, if it's upgradable to a class 5 road,
yeah,
up to the driveway's mouth, or give or take whatever extra needs to be.
I think it has to include the frontage of that new lot.
It does. Yeah.
The whole lot.
The whole lot.
The whole lot.
So that's, you're going to be in there almost 600 feet.
Another 600
with your plus your cul-de-sac.
And I know for the building permit, the driveway mouth, it's specifically in that ordinance, it says it has to be, that driveway mouth has to be within 600 feet of a class 5 road. I'm well within that marker. And pretty much the whole lot would almost be within that.
Well, that's if you wanted to just do a class 6 and stay with the class 6 road. That's where that 600 foot come in.
Oh, okay. But the lot is not currently subdividable.
Correct.
So there's no way to get the
lot. So in other words, if you had 2 lots there, the one you're on and another separate lot right next to you,
yeah,
and you wanted to have a place
house
to build your dad, you'd be all set. You'd just be working with the Board of Selectmen and agreeing to the conditions of building on a Class 6 road.
Roger that. Okay, so there's no way to get it to that point now?
No, because you can't subdivide that lot.
Okay.
Without upgrading the road.
We can't, from a planning board standpoint, we can't approve a subdivision on the cross.
We don't have the authority. Okay.
Which I read there clearly. It's clearly stated. I knew that coming into it.
But, you know, like Brian said, and I hate doing things like this, but it's the planning board would make a recommendation to the selectmen, and the selectmen would make the final determination on, you know, what they want to be able to do with requirements that obviously. The recommendation from the planning board would be is to bring it up, the road up to town specs, up to the end of the lot. We've had this discussion just recently on another particular piece of property too. That would be our recommendation, that be brought up to town specs,
okay,
to pass that area.
Yeah,
and also that there'd be either a hammerhead or some kind of turnaround for a fire apparatus.
Yeah, which would be hard to do in a water.
Unless the
neighbor agrees to let me build a hammerhead onto his property. Mm.
Yeah, it would, because then you'd require wetlands permitting, things like that too.
Part of me thinks that I only need a hammerhead if it's greater than 1,000 feet.
We'd make
that's the actually a town ordinance. I put it down under here.
That's a subdivision regulation, but It says in there that the minimum length is 1,000 feet, if I remember correctly.
For a hammerhead or a turnaround, correct.
Yeah. Or maximum length.
And then potentially you would need one every 500 feet after that.
Correct, the turnoff.
Turnoff, yeah.
After 1,000 feet.
Yeah, right.
So if I'm under 1,000 feet, do you really need for a hammerhead or a turnaround?
Yeah.
I think you're going to get feedback from the fire department that they prefer a turnaround, a rotary type.
Sure.
Turn right. As opposed to a hammerhead.
And that would be the recommendation, I'm sure, from the planning board, too.
Because, unfortunately, the trucks are getting bigger and bigger, and it makes it tougher to, to maneuver
them.
They're
heavier, too.
Yeah.
1,000 right. gallons of water at 8.2 yeah. pounds apiece.
And they just bought a brand new one.
So, unfortunately, you're bringing something to the planning board that you're not the first one.
Oh, no.
And this is going to come up, we think, more and more now, Class 6 road stuff, but... our hands are tied to the planning board as far as subdividing.
So what is my next step from here?
I would think you would have to go to the Board of Selectmen, am I correct?
Yes.
Initially?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But you'd have to have something in the way of plans to say, this is what I want
right.
to do.
Addressing the road, a rotary at the end of it, how far in you're going to be. And obviously you'd want to know the cost to do that.
I think I was looking at the standard. I was conferring with the road agent over in Auburn because I knew him.
Yeah.
And I sent him the standard, and essentially it was 12 grades of knit pack, 15 inches of knit pack to make sure you hold.
Yeah. Well, what they typically use for if you're going to blow out a road, from its infant stage, you're looking at $200 to $300 a foot. But in that case, you're not. A lot of the trees are already gone.
Yeah.
And a lot of the work is already done. You're still probably looking at $100, $150 a foot, I would think.
I own the excavator, I own the skid steer, and I own all the gear. The only thing I'm paying for is dirt. Not a big deal to me.
Yeah. And, of course, then it would be paved, too.
Paved? Class 5 standard says it could be dirt.
I don't think that the town would approve a dirt class 5.
So why set a minimum standard and then say that you got to achieve this?
Because we do have some class 5 dirt roads. But we, as a plan board, would not put a development in anywhere that wasn't paved for maintenance purposes.
A development?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're talking about developing another piece of property and upgrading the road to class 5. If you expect the town to take it over, we're not going to take over a dirt road.
Oh, I didn't want the town to take it over at all.
Well, you can't. We're not going to. The town wouldn't even consider a private road there.
Right.
It would be a class 5 town-maintained road once you're done. And it's approved.
Okay.
The Board of Selectmen or the Planning Board would not be excited about a private road.
It's essentially what Donovan Road is now. Why don't
you
guys?
It is not a private road.
You guys don't maintain it.
We don't maintain it, but it's still a town class 6 road.
Right. Okay. Right.
There's a difference there. Everybody gets confused of it, but it's still a town road.
Yeah.
We just don't maintain it.
But
that's
want,
why it gets
want,
that status.
So I guess I'm playing devil's advocate. You want all the perks of policing it, but yet don't do anything with it. So I'm having a hard time digesting that whole.
Well, the only thing that we police is you can't subdivide, and we police how it's built on.
Right. And then I pay, I think every one of my neighbors pay close to $400 to maintain the road.
But that's on you for living there.
I have no quorum with it. My quarrel is with.
Sorry about that.
Telling us what can happen on the road when, you guys have no vested interest in the road.
Well, we do because we're keeping it, but we're just not maintaining it.
Right.
I mean, we're not losing our rights to it because at some point, the town may decide it wants to upgrade it for other reasons, not for development reasons. I know it's confusing.
Oh, I'm not confused whatsoever. I'm just confused that you hold a minimum standard, but yet you want this achieved when this is what's required. That's my issue.
Yeah, no, we would not.
You said paved, and then
I would
not.
It says
dirt, and then you said turnaround, and then it says under 1,000 feet, no turnaround. I don't know where this is coming from versus what you guys have on paper. Are we going to follow what's here, or are we just going to do what?
We will do what's in the best interest of the town.
It's too subjective.
No, we will do what's in the best interest of the town.
I thought what's in the best interest of the town is what they publish for rules.
It is, but they're minimum. We've already been through this once before. I reviewed.
I hear you, and I'm looking at it right here. I saw what the guy tried to do. Trust me, I'm not looking to do that. I'm looking to build a house within 600 feet. So you're telling me my lot, if it was already currently subdivided, I could get a building permit for it.
More than likely you could, yeah.
But because
we've done that.
I want to meet the minimum standards for a road. You're telling me, no, you want to exceed these standards and put a house here. You don't find that subjective in any manner.
No.
We wouldn't be changing. We wouldn't be doing anything different than what we did for that particular
That is totally consistent with any development we do. We would not.
You would not allow a nitpick dirt road?
No, no.
So it would have to be the class 5 road at the end of Dodiman's all dirt. Why didn't you pave it?
It's because it's not on the list yet. It's not on the list to be upgraded.
Right.
It's 900 feet of dirt road.
It doesn't matter.
You let developments happen there. I have a hard time with what.
No, we didn't allow developments to happen.
No, we didn't.
There's houses on it.
There's houses, but they were all separate lots on a class 6 road.
All right.
Most of those were done before the zoning ordinance.
Oh, absolutely.
They were grandfathered.
I know it's not what you wanted to hear.
No, it's not what I wanted to hear.
No, I guess we were just looking for a more definitive answers, and they're very subjective what you're giving us.
Well, no, I'm probably being as honest as I can. The dirt road is not going to happen.
No,
it's going to be paved.
I'm not saying being honest, no. I'm saying every answer we're getting is, well, subject to. Dependent on if they want to upgrade it. Well, it's all subjective. Like,
no, I'm telling you that consistently, we would not approve a class 5 dirt road. We would not accept that.
I'm saying other questions we asked already. Like you said, so we have to bring it up to the selectmen for them to approve based on your subjective answers on how.
That's
you
the process.
Like
the selectmen have to agree that it's in the best interest of the town to allow somebody to upgrade that.
So discretionary, right? Because then you can say, all right, we're only going to upgrade this and maintain this road if X, Y, and Z taxpayers are now here contributing to us maintaining this road, I would assume, is part of the interest of that, correct? Otherwise, why would you go down it and want to maintain it and the town doesn't want to take care of it, correct?
Well, I guess that's the question is, does the town want to add another 500-600 feet of road to maintain? So that's the first question to be answered by the Board of Selectmen is that in the town's best interest?
Right, but that's a more direct.
Are you guys
like
selectmen too?
Subjective.
I am.
In your educated opinion, would they entertain 600 feet of new maintained road? You can't.
Would they entertain it? Yes. I can't speak for the other
I get you.
Four members,
yeah,
but
I know that.
I was the liaison to the roads for a number of years.
Sure.
Prior to when I was on the board years ago,
sure.
Too. And I do believe that classic roads are going to be an issue
coming forward
because we're running out of
space
big
for
lots
to
subdivide and whatnot.
All right, so you do understand where my grievance comes
and
from.
I agree with what
that,
you're trying to
that
do
you,
that
you,
conceptually it's a great idea.
Well, not conceptually, I mean the rules that you guys laid out for the minimum standard, you're saying sorry, good luck, you need to achieve this. So I guess maybe take down the rules for.
Well, no, the minimum standard is the minimum standard, but we're trying to explain to you that the town, it's not in the town's best interest to accept another dirt road,
sure.
I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, a dirt road.
Why would we?
A dirt road that exists.
One that existed, but it's a class 6. If you're going to upgrade it to a 5, we're not going to take on a 5 that's dirt. It doesn't make sense to the town, maintenance-wise. It's more costly to maintain a dirt road than it ever is a paved road.
Should it not be stated then that that's a minimum if they expected to
no.
be better than that?
No, I don't think it needs to be upgraded to say we want it paved. Because in all of our subdivision, you know, we would not allow a subdivision to go in with a dirt road. No way.
But that's what I'm saying. So if that's the expectation is to that all these upgraded roads on the class 5 are to be paved, why does it still say that it could just be...
Oh my God, I thought I shut it off. Shut up.
So Brown Road just put in for a person that bought Brown Road, put in for a subdivision. Were they approved?
Brown Road.
Brown
Where
Road. What is it, 50 acres out there?
Oh, that's on a paved road.
That's on a dirt road going in about 1,200 feet.
No.
Oh, I've driven it and I've bow-hunted it.
No.
I can assure you.
Not on Brown Road. Not the one we're working on.
The 50 acres, so Brown Road, take a right.
With a shared driveway and a
50 acres with the barn right there in the front?
Yeah, that's a paved road. That's not a dirt road.
Oh, they subdivided the front.
Right, they're coming off of Brown Road.
They're coming right off of Brown Road. That makes sense.
It's the only way they can.
Yeah, right? Or they'd have to pave that whole 1,200 yards, 1,200 meters of road. All right, so I guess you said the next option is to go to the selectmen, see if they entertain it. You just said,
unless I'm wrong, but I'm thinking that's where you got to start, Rudy.
Yeah, yeah, because you'd have to follow the RSA, which is 674.40 and 674.41. And actually with a subdivision, it's probably going to be different than you guys doing it on there because...
basically, then he comes back to the planning board.
Well,
wouldn't he? If he got the okay from the segment, yeah, okay, upgraded to a class 5.
No, the problem's going to be, is it's going to be under 674.40.
Mm-hmm.
674.40 is improvements to unapproved streets. You can do it. That's not a problem. But we can't, the municipality, neither you nor the Board of Selectmen nor the Planning Board can do it. Because it says basically the municipality, including you guys and the planning board, shall not thereafter accept, layout, open, improve, grade, pave, or light any street or lay or authorize the laying of water main sewers, connections, or other facilities or utilities in any street within a portion of the municipality on such street. And it goes to say that it's been accepted and open as a public street. But... the issue is going to come into play that it can be done, but it has to go to the local legislative body to approve it,
which
not the governing body, town meeting.
Town meeting.
And if the...
Because now you're upgrading that 6 to a 5, so then
town
meeting made it from a 5 to a 6.
Right, because that one, what you're looking at there, we've used that a number of times to approve buildings on class 6 roads, as long as, you know, like Brian said, from a planning board standpoint, from a board of selectmen standpoint, if you want to build a house on a class 6 road and you're not subdividing or anything, it's just a matter of, okay, you can do this, but you got to realize...
I read all that stuff.
You don't have to, you're not going to just, oh, I have to realize all of that.
Yeah.
So it's slightly different, though, when you're looking at a road, because the board of selectmen does not have the approval to allow a subdivision on a road, that has to go to the legislative body. So it would have to go to town meeting.
To approve it to a class 5 road?
No, to allow to allow it to be subdivided and upgraded.
To allow it to be upgraded
and
to a class 5.
And that town meeting would vote, the town would vote to put Donovan Road to a class 5 road, correct?
For that portion that you're proposing.
Correct.
Or if they wanted to extend it, if they wanted to, or whatever.
Right.
And then it would be up to the town's fiscal responsibility to maintain and upgrade.
Once it's accepted by the town.
Right, if it's accepted by the town.
So if it's accepted by the town, they inherit the responsibility for building the road?
No.
Okay.
No. After it's built and accepted by the town, then it becomes the town's responsibility.
It's just like if someone did a subdivision and put the road in.
Right. Yeah.
We don't do anything with that road until it's accepted.
So then these rules would apply that I would meet the minimum standards for a class 5 with dirt. Because if it went to the legislative body, the selectman has no say.
It's not going to go as dirt.
Right, it would have to be done to town specs.
Yeah.
And town specs for, if we go to town specs, we'd have to go back to the regulations that say this is what the road has to be done by. Or the only other difference was what, because Dennis had come up with exactly what needed to be done. And there was problems on the road because of, one, it didn't have a deed to the town, but there was some issues with the width of the road.
It funnels down, going down.
Some other issues in the end. Like I said, again,
I have to go back and see.
Because
is this the old road agent, correct?
Yeah.
I concur with him.
And the other part of that for the legislative body, if the planning board didn't agree with doing it and made the recommendation of no, which we'd have to do, or yes, if the recommendation was yes, then it was just going to be a matter of majority vote. If the planning board didn't agree to it, then it would have to be a 2/3 majority by the town vote to be able to do it. So
okay,
that's
I read that court case for Candy in 2001 to went to the state Supreme Court myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did my homework before coming in, so. All right, and the town won't meet the minimum. It's going to be paved. That's all I need to know, correct?
Well, I, like I said, let me...
I'm not paying 150 G's in paving to have my dad live next to me, but,
Let me check on what the actual recommendation was for the road when we actually looked at the subdivision.
Yeah, do you have a card or a point of contact I can have so I can call you on an off day?
You can get it through Lisa.
Yeah, through Lisa.
Is Lisa here?
No, she's not.
Okay.
She's out.
I'll drop her an email then. Yeah,
okay. I'll give her a call.
I didn't mean to chew up everybody's time.
No. I'm sorry. It's not the answers you wanted, but it's...
I'm used to know.
I have a second question.
Sure.
What is the variable of having a shared driveway with a building spec on there?
We're working with one actually right now for a shared driveway.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's impossible, mm-hmm. but I mean it's definitely complicating it.
Can you have two dwellings on the same piece of parcel?
No.
Not by the regulations, but you know, if you really wanted to go that way,
you're very eager to tell me no. But he's different to tell.
Well,
me.
No, he said no first, but he's doing the butt in there.
There is a way. You can go to the zoning board of adjustment and request a waiver of the zoning ordinance that says you can only have one building. Or one residential structure.
You got to change zoning laws, or you just do it for an exception policy for that?
You go through for an exception.
Exception, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys on that board too?
No.
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 No, you'd have some fresh people.
There's another possibility.
Yeah, well, that is more acceptable, I think, today because of, you know, people taking care of their folks and whatnot. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, because the other thing
take on the liability of having a shared driveway and the is as stated rather than subdivided, where I get where that gets gray. You know what I mean? Like down the road, you have a shared driveway. Yeah. So now it's not an individual property. It's part of a contiguous.
Because
we do have the option to do an accessory dwelling unit, too. I don't know if you saw that in there, too.
Accessory dwelling being?
You can add, it's in-law apartment.
Oh, attached to your current building, correct?
Yeah.
Has to be attached, right?
It does. We were just talking about that.
I don't like my dad's fourth wife.
His fourth wife?
Don't
did he ever know about
long
dating
story,
or what?
Story. He's probably recorded and watching.
I actually know your dad. So.
You know my pop?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, man. Yeah. He must be a West Sider.
No, actually, South Side.
Okay, never mind. Hockey?
No, well, from the fire department.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's a small world,
that's
man.
Funny.
Yeah.
I'll pick your brain later, sir, and I appreciate the time.
Yeah.
We'll look at just sharing the property and cutting a driveway off to the right, because I can get to
that
same piece from
a lot
behind.
Of headaches, too, where we don't have to do trusts and deeds and
$15,000.
We do want to work with people that come in, because we know, you know, that there are issues that come up, but, the biggest thing that we have to be concerned with is that we've got the regulations, we've got the laws. We have to make sure that anything that we do is done in accordance to those. And if someone challenges us,
objectively and unbiasedly,
right? You know, that's the biggest thing is that one. I don't want to get involved in any court cases. And usually, the way that we do that is we make sure that everything's by the books that we have in here.
Sure.
And we do look at different things. It's like, okay, is there something that could be looked at that this is a unique case. Okay, how could that be justified? But the bottom line is we have to make sure that we have solid footing for any decisions that we make.
Roger. Okay. I didn't mean to chew up anybody's time.
No.
We're glad you came in.
No problem. Good luck, gentlemen.
All right. We'll try to get you a little bit more information.
I'm going to contact Lisa if I have any questions.
Any
one of you guys.
Yeah, definitely. If you have questions, fire them off to her.
All right.
She'll get the answers for you.
Sorry, guys. All
right. Oh, no problem.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. All right.
That would be the easiest way for them. Otherwise, if we did something allowed a Class 5 dirt road, I mean, developers would just eat that up.
Yeah, right.
And that's all we'd end up with.
There's no way I could ever foresee
the
town accepting dirt roads.
No.
And because I know that
we're doing our damnedest to try to get them paved.
That's right. We're on our next one.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I guess so far that's worked out well in Courier Road.
Yeah.
Except once you get past that, it's been just as bad.
That's it?
Well, not the new part.
The DuPont held up good? Because I went up there a couple times.
It did. But after that.
Right there.
Yeah, it's just like it's the same way it was. So hopefully that'll be over and done with this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to keep you waiting. Case 21-003, Applicants John Carroll, 117 Diamond Hill Road, Canton, New Hampshire, 03034. Owners, John and Linda Carroll, Kevin Carroll, 117 Diamond Hill Road, Canton, New Hampshire, 03034. And Mark and Deborah Boussier, 103 Diamond Hill Road, Canton, New Hampshire, 03034. Property location, Diamond Hill Road, Canton, New Hampshire, 03034. Map 409, lots 159 and 160. Intent lot line adjustment to adjust a common boundary line between tax maps 409, lots 159 and 160.
An easy one.
I don't know that Jim's here, so.
Hopefully.
All right, so when you do come up, and as you know, Jim knows already, but if you do testify or anything like this, please give your name and your address when you come up.
Stay there, it's up to you.
We're the only ones left in the room.
Where the Boussiers? I'm John Carroll.
Okay.
How you doing?
Yeah, you're welcome to come up if you'd like. Yeah.
Since there's no one else here, make a motion to approve.
Most of us don't bite, but you know, we haven't gotten masked on him yet for a while, so.
Yeah, you can come up, Yep, everything works out pretty well.
So I think, Jim, why don't you just go over what the intention is here. I think that everybody has probably reviewed it, but let's make sure that we have it in the record of what you're attempting to do here and why.
It is a lot line adjustment between abutting landowners. There is this is Fran's house. This one here?
Yep.
This is Fran's house. And that was lot 159 is the result of a subdivision, two subdivisions, years ago. 20 years ago, anyways. And the lot line, the house was built too close to the lot line. It was,
right there.
Yeah. The existing house was about 26 feet from the lot line, which the Boussiers have been there since when? 98?
93.
And it hasn't been a problem, and it's still not a problem. But since the Carrolls bought the property last year, it felt now is the time to move the lot line farther away from the residential building.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about 26 feet. We're moving it to be 77 feet. And the garage will be about 44 feet from the lot line. We're just exactly swapping land area, parcel A and parcel B.
Mm-hmm.
They're the exact same size, so that way we don't need to have subdivision approval from the state. Everybody's on board.
Jim, we got a question for you. In the back corner where you're changing, I guess it's where it's noted L7.
Yes.
That building right there, is that a garage?
Yes.
What will the distance be from the garage to the new lot line? Do you know roughly?
Yes. It's 44 feet.
44
right,
feet.
Right from the corner, perpendicular to the garage itself, is 44 feet.
Okay. Let's see, side... Yeah, side I think is 25 feet.
Yeah.
So you're good. Yeah. You're within that. Okay. Good. I can see exactly what you're doing.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I don't.
You try to keep it simple,
just
pivoting on the center and.
Yeah. So obviously you're putting in two new pins there.
Yeah, I think the only thing is Jim. You know, they'll have to be granite bounds.
Okay.
For the corners.
On those.
Yep. We can change that.
Yeah, to three of them. Any questions from any of the board?
No. Like I said, easy peasy. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Straightforward.
Can you hold it up?
No, they've got copies of it.
Oh, they got it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at it online. Yeah.
And it actually makes the lot line a little bit better because I'm perpendicular off the road, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't see a problem with it.
I'm in favor.
Awesome.
All right. I'd entertain a motion to accept the lot line adjustment as presented, with the only change to be that the bounds will be granite bounds for the new corner lot, corners of the lot.
I'll second that. If you made the motion.
I guess I did. At least I made the motion. So we have a motion and a second. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Rob?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Easy.
Wasn't that painless?
That was easy.
Keep coming up with those, Jim. We'll be all set.
Could have left the car running.
No.
No, not at the $4 a gallon that one, right?
That's not ours.
Well, this is the second time.
No, that's yours, right?
Yeah, that was mine.
That's your official one.
Yeah, well, it's not my official one.
Do we have a time limit to do this?
Family's good and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, if you would do it, you know, sooner rather than later, so it's not one of those things that's hanging on for a long time.
Okay.
Because I don't think we need to sign off on those. I don't think we need to sign the plans.
My bank wanted me to.
Oh, they did? Okay, fine.
Yeah, they said that you guys were gonna sign the.
Yeah, the lenders like that, yeah.
You still have to sign it, but it says, yeah, it says, yes, yep.
I can understand that the lien holder would.
30 days, 60 days?
How about 30?
Okay.
Is that doable?
Well, you have to, you probably have to register that too, won't you?
Oh, yeah, it goes to the, yeah.
So they're gonna want a Mylar?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so bring the Mylar and four black lines and we'll sign them all and get you straightened out. You guys can worry about the deeds.
We'll get them all down here.
Perfect. Will you have copies of the new deeds too?
No, those will be prepared by the attorneys.
Okay, if you would, just so we have complete copies of what's going on, if we can have copies of the deeds for our records in there to make sure that it coordinates with the plans too.
I've explained that they have to actually have a deed for each parcel A and B.
Right.
And then they have to have a new meets and bounds description around the entire lot so that we don't have a piece hanging out there and a piece hanging out there.
Right.
Yeah, I've explained that.
Okay.
Yep.
So that would be, just like I said, we've approved that the conditions would be granite bounds.
Bounds. I don't think the deeds can be done in 30 days.
No. That's just for our records here anyway, so.
Yeah, right.
Mylar and four copies and copies of deeds.
For the office.
For the office. So those would be the three conditions of approval, and we'll have Lisa write it up that way too, that those are the three things on there.
Okay, as long as the deeds aren't included in that 30 days?
No.
Okay.
You wanna put a note so she doesn't?
Yeah, because we don't know, you know, with title closing.
Yeah, they may not get that.
Who knows anymore?
30 days, right?
Yeah.
They blame it on COVID. Oh, we gotta get COVID.
I did that.
Yeah?
You
jumped out on the bandwagon?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So one and two in 30 days, and three will be whenever, when you can get finalized documents and stuff like that.
Thank you.
All right, no, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, I had to wait so long.
Thank you.
Hey, Jim, let's go do the same thing down in Merrimack, huh? Don't forget about me.
I haven't. But I don't know that we can.
Now, when can I get the plot plan that's been signed off? So I can just send a copy to the bank.
When Jim gets them here, we usually we meet every two, well, we meet the first and third Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So whenever he gets
them
here.
But we can come in individually too.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't have to wait for a meeting to sign them.
Right. If he lets us know, we can come in.
So should I just call Lisa to see if she's.
Yeah, once you have them and you got them here, Lisa will let us all know that they're there to be signed.
Right.
And then we can come in as if we're available, you know, to sign them.
Yeah.
All right, good.
It's faster than waiting for the meeting.
Right.
Oh, okay.
At the outside, it would be the next meeting.
Right.
Oh, okay. Because I gotta call the attorney tomorrow. I'm using the same one that did the bank closing.
That makes it much easier.
Because he says he's done a lot of adjustments before. So I assume he knows what, you know.
Yeah, they're relatively.
Because I don't.
All right, very good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night, you're welcome.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, old business approval of the minutes for March 3rd. And March 17th. I don't think I noticed anything. Oh, just so you know, on the March 3rd, the approval that we did for Coparts.
Yep.
The requirement was that they had to do the AOT, the Wetlands Drainage Analysis and Stormwater Pollution Prevention Plan. The state sent the, which one was it? They sent one of them back for more information. So that's still in process at this time. So they can't really do any construction yet. And they have, I think it's 30 or 45 days to submit the application or the information to DES. So that's on hold. And then they did change, I did check over there, the monumentation has been noted to be granite bounds.
Okay.
And there's a few other items that we saw in there that everything has been put the way that it should.
Okay.
So, motion to accept?
I'll make that motion to accept the minutes for March 3rd. Do you want both?
Do you want to do both? Is there anything in on the second? I don't, well, I'm not sure that...
Let's do the third.
I'm not, yeah, let's do the third, because I'm not sure who was here and whether everybody was here for both, so. Do we have a second on that?
Second.
Okay, so, Rob, second. Motion to accept and seconded. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Rob?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so, the minutes of March 17th. very detailed. very long. I didn't notice anything. It looked good to me. I read all the way through them.
When I read them online, they look good.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's quite a few pages.
Yeah.
I have to use my iPad because I can't do it off my phone.
Oh, no.
Well, you got to get a little bigger phone.
Yeah. No. Not getting a bigger phone.
So I have
get
a motion.
Rid of the phone.
Motion to accept?
I'll make a motion to accept the March 17th minutes as written.
Motion by Mark. Seconded?
Second.
Ouch.
Judy seconded.
Judy got it.
Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Rob?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, everybody was here. Good. Okay. All right. The other thing is that we do have the plans for South Branchburg Holdings, both the, well, actually both of them, the lot line, or not the lot line, but yeah, the lot line readjustments, that's on the table, and also the site plan is on. We've signed them, but if you or anybody else can come in and sign those, that'd be great. I'll put them back in Lisa's office tonight, so just give her a call. And don't forget on the
Copart one.
The Copart's one, you have to sign every page. And then the other one for the site plan is just the front page. So make sure you do sign all pages. I didn't look at it. Brian caught that one, so it's a good thing. All right. Just in some other business, the town planning thing, I'd like to, in our next meeting, I'd like to probably spend a little bit of time on two items. One is just the go over some of the stuff that we've been looking at for changes to the ordinances, just to get an update on that. And I promise that I will send out some stuff and review it before then. The other thing, I'm going to see Judy if I can, because on here, if you look in here, we were going to have StanTech come in and do some GIS mapping systems. We're going to wait on that. That was a little bit premature because I want to get some other people involved with that too. So depending on what our schedule looks like at our next meeting, which is, the 21st, we'll see how that's going to work out and see if we can get a little bit more feedback in and out on that. I think that's going to be a good meeting to do that. I think we're light on agenda items. So, the other thing is that Tanglewood, which is the new name for Crowley Woods, they did submit an application to Lisa last week, but it was incomplete because they need to file a completely new application, a full application. And so she sent it back.
I forgot my fullness.
Oh, boy.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So she sent it back to them and let them know that they were going to have to submit a complete application. So we're tentatively planning that, and Rob, I know that you're already aware of this because Rob's been involved with where we're going to hold us, but it looks like we would probably have the meeting for that on either May 5th or May 19th. And because of the interest that has sparked in the past, we're going to have it at CYAA instead of here. So there's some logistics to work out, and we actually don't have the application in-house, so we're not sure when it's going to come in. But it's probably going to be more in the line of like the 19th, because today's the 7th, and Lisa needs him 30 days before. And so obviously the 5th is less than 30 days
from now. We won't be zooming over there, though.
Well, I think we can. It was done before for Dennis's memorial service.
It wasn't Zoom.
It wasn't Zoom, but it was online.
Right, they just won't be able to have any input.
Right. If they want to have input, then they would have to show up. They have to show up.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing that we can't do it. We're not going to be able to put a Zoom meeting together.
No,
you're not going to be able to fit them here.
It's not worth it.
No.
I mean, you could do Zoom over there, but it would just be extremely difficult to manage with such a big crowd.
Right.
So I think we need to be particular about, you know, folks who want to be able to offer feedback.
Yeah.
You really need to attend in person.
Correct.
You
know,
and we can
just announce it that way, right, Rob?
Yep.
We
don't have to discuss all these logistics tonight, but, you know, we've got limitations over there. We've only got so many tables. We have a bunch of older chairs, but, you know, typically when we did deliberative session or Dennis's memorial service, we had stuff come over from the school. So I don't know if that's something where we want to get to Steve Abelson like we would do for one of those other meetings and have him bring stuff in and get it set up.
Yeah.
But I'll need to take that into account. You know, right now I've got the building reserved. I do need to kind of formalize it and run it by the board as well. I just kind of put a placeholder in there for us.
Yeah.
But I just want to make sure I'm not surprising anyone on my side as far as what we're trying to do.
Right.
And then we'll probably want to talk to Steve about some of the logistics, and then I'll need to engage John Helmig on our side, who kind of does all of our technology stuff, and he'll be the one to make sure that we can get a broadcast.
Okay, good, good, perfect. And I think what we'll do is I'll also make a note at the meeting that if someone who is listening to it and watching it online, that they can submit written comments if they want to, because that's something that the board can accept.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting. And I think we've already set a precedence, because town meeting was set up basically the same way, that it was broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to actually participate.
I don't remember getting any bad feedback, so.
Right. And we can do larger gatherings of people now as compared to in the past. And the spacing's been cut down to 3 feet. So I think it'll be reasonable. So.
Question regarding what's going on over in Chester. Have they done anything different? I know Scott and myself attended, you know, a meeting maybe 2 or 3 months ago now at this point. Have they made any changes or done anything different regarding Tanglewood?
Chester itself or?
Yes.
Not that I have heard. The last that I know is like what you basically said, is that the Chester board said it's up to Candia at this point in time. We haven't seen it. I told Lisa to check with Brian Ruoff to do an estimate on the engineering review cost, because that's going to be definitely a Stantec review on there, because there's a lot of issues that were talked about.
Probably should give Jeff a heads up too.
Yeah,
and let him get over there, and because I know Dennis and I reviewed that with the developers, but Jeff should be actually down there and looking at some of the issues too, and see if he's got any different.
That would be my only concern as well, Brian. I think we've, unfortunately lost a lot of tribal knowledge as far as any of the discussions that may have gone on there. I don't know how much of it was documented, but I'm sure, you know, Dennis had a lot of comments around, you know, historic road, you know, the capacity of that road, the width of that road, right? All of those types of aspects.
Yeah.
Well, I think Brian has a lot of, Brian Ruoff has a lot of that information.
Right, because I think Dennis shared it with him. Yeah.
I mean, there was also site distances up at Chester Road.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if they've done anything with the state yet, because they had to deal with the state on Chester Road, so, and Main Street. So I don't know if they've dealt with any of that or not.
Yeah, so we, like I said, we haven't seen the full application yet. There are, I believe there's plans, I think they took the plans back. But as soon as we get some, we'll get them so that they can be reviewed. I'll check with Brian, because I think when we do the permit application review, I think it's going to be prudent if Brian Ruloff takes a look at it, as opposed to us taking a look at it for completion, just because there's a lot of stuff that's involved with that that I want to make sure that everything is covered the way that it should be covered.
Yeah, because this is a huge one that's going to impact the town.
Right, right.
Without really any offsetting revenue.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So the impact is all us and without any money.
Right. It's all negative for us.
So, and obviously, we can't make any comments either for or against the project at this point in time, because one, we don't have an application, and two, it's not our purview to give our
personal opinion.
Our personal opinion on whether it's good or not for the town. Our job is to look at it from a standpoint as, does it meet all the regulations? And obviously, we also have to look at it from a standpoint as, is it in the best interest for Candia too? So that's our job. So that's the latest on that one. We'll see how that goes. Haven't heard anything.
Okay, one other quick question on that.
Go ahead.
So we're going to drop the 5th and only target the 19th, so I can free up the fifth at this point?
I believe that's true, but just check with Lisa to make sure. But I believe that that's the what Lisa was saying, that they would have 30 days, so it's going to be less than 30 days.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell.
Is she back in the office tomorrow?
She should be.
Should be.
Okay, so I'll give her a call. I'll go over and sign the Mylars, and I'll ask her about the 5th.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. All right, so any other questions on that? I think I'll also ask Clark to moderate that again, like we did the last time.
Yeah.
So we'll just keep people.
Yep.
And probably also do, I think, I'd like to have people sign in who want to actually do...
To speak,
yeah. Kind of like the same way they do it at any kind of legislative hearing. I think it would be easier that way and you know.
But not more, to eliminate.
Not to eliminate anybody, right. No, just to make sure that we can keep people who want to speak.
Don't let them ramble.
Right. We'll limit, right. We'll limit things, limit the amount of time they have. The usual thing we did the last time, if you remember, we asked them to stay on track. If they were saying the same thing that someone else was going to say, just say same as so-and-so, you know, things like that. So we'll work out all those logistics. I do want to make sure that we have good public input in that. And we are as transparent as possible. So,
definitely.
All right. Haven't heard anything on the 55 and older housing development yet. On New Boston Road, nothing's come in on that, so that's still out there. And let's see, was there anything else to do? No, those are the only notes I had.
Just a brief up.
So, yeah, go ahead.
The Safety Facilities Committee met again last night, and we went over a few items that we had charged a subgroup with previous meeting, and all our efforts. Not to in vain, but all our efforts, I guess, are for naught now, because there is a contract on the Viking property. So I believe that is definitely off the table. It looks like they're going to be closing on that. They got a closing date. But we've picked up two other properties we discussed last night that are possibilities. One is really good. One is a little over 7 acres, and one is a little over 3 acres. So we're not dead in the water. We've got a couple more parcels in the area. And we're moving forward. Our next meeting is in 2 weeks. We're going to get appraisals on both those properties so we can see what we're dealing with.
Can you share where those other two properties are, Brian?
I can with the board. I don't have any problem with it. We just didn't want it to be blasted out. One of them is Blevins's down there. And then the other one is right next to Viking. It's a piece of... that Severino zone. So that's the one that's a little over 7 acres there. So we have some possibilities. We did meet, Boyd and I did meet with the Blevinses, and we had a pretty good discussion with them Monday night. And they're very much interested in selling it to the town. And we're just going to negotiate either they clean it up or we clean it up, and the money can be the escrowed if they want to try to clean it up, and but we'll escrow the amount. We've got an appraiser came in on Tuesday, I think we were down there, Boyd and I, and met with a demolition guy, and he's going to give us a quote by Friday on what it's going to cost. So we're going to use that number in the negotiation with the Blevinses.
Yeah, okay.
So we could wind up with a twofer on that one. A lot cleaned up and a lot for the town, or, you know, a different lot, but still work that deal over there.
Now, was the court case settled on that property?
On Blevins's?
Yeah.
Well, actually, the research that Bowie did, all of those liens and whatnot that are on there are not enforceable because it was all in Clarence's name, and the transfer of title and ownership and everything was messed up, so that none of them. There was a over $400,000 lien by another outfit. The town lost theirs already.
Funny
that lapsed.
Oh, okay.
And we missed out on that about a year or so ago. So that's gone. And this other one is, from according to our attorney, town attorney, that's not enforceable.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
We should be able to move forward.
Good. Yeah,
and they're very much interested in doing something, the Blevinses. So
that'd be a good location to clean that up.
Well, how many acres is that parcel, Brian?
A little over three, just under four.
I thought it was 3.34 or something.
Something like that. 3.5, something like that. Yep. It's close. Close to being what we need, but the other one, the 7+, is a lot better. A little more attractive.
Now, is that the Blevins lot going to be able to be expandable to?
No. There's no more room there. It's Hooks of Pavins right there. Right up to the boundary line.
Yeah, but no, you put the police station on, you couldn't add the fire station.
We could. It would be tight.
Oh, okay.
It would be very tight on that print, but it would be very tight.
I think what we talked about last night is the best way to go.
Oh, yeah. So we're working those two. We're going to get, like I said, they're going to get appraisals on both properties because we got some interesting negotiations that can happen with Severino's.
Good.
So it's pretty positive.
Good. And on that same line, too, we need to start working on the community, the capital improvement plan update, too, to make sure that we keep that in track. Because we're going to probably need to do some updated numbers.
And bringing that up, there was some concern that if we do move forward this year, because Boyd also checked in, and we do have that Calc Reserve fund that can be used for purchasing a piece of property or some engineering costs or whatever, and the Board of Selectmen have the authority to do that, so that does not have to go to a town meeting to expend some of those funds. And so that was kind of encouraging, that helps. And the question came up was, well, this really goes against what our CIP was for last year, for this year, you know, because those kind of expenditures weren't forecasted. And I told Boyd, I said, yeah, well, that was a plan. The CIP is a plan, but it's not, you're not bound by it. I mean, things change.
Actually, no, I think that's right on target.
Well, it was only 225, I think, we had in there.
Well, yeah, but that was just the estimate.
Right.
It was just a matter of that was going to be one of, that was the priority.
Right.
And it was an estimate of what it was going to cost. So, that's not.
But I did, I says, you know, the CIP is a plan.
Right.
You're trying to, but things change and you got to be flexible.
Right. And our thing with the CIP is just to make sure that we're trying to keep things as smooth as possible.
Right.
So, yeah, if we've got the money and it can be done.
At least, but I mean, it would be definitely, if we do the whole thing like some of them are talking now, it would definitely be a bond issue, so.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's no way you could impact the taxes like that.
Right. I think there's some grants that we could probably be getting.
Yeah, and that was discussed too, that there could be some monies out there.
Yeah.
So.
All right, great. Excellent. That sounds pretty cool.
We're ways from wrapping it up, but at least we're moving forward and it's looking good.
But see, and the thing that I like about it is that we are actually going along with the capital improvements plan that we came up with. You know, it's just a matter of a little bit of difference.
The
money
wise is different.
But it's still, okay, you know, we wanted to do this in this year. So, we threw a number out there, really.
Yeah.
So as long as it's a placeholder, good. Okay, nice. Hey, anything else from anybody in the gallery?
Over here.
Okay. Sure. Okay, good. So, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Rob.
We have a motion to adjourn, and do we have a second?
Rob, I think.
Rob, did you second that? Okay.
Yes, second.
Okay, Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Rob? Did you nod your head, Rob?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. All right, everybody, so the meeting's adjourned at 8:05. Thank you very much, and we'll see you the next meeting.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Okay,
thank you. Good night. Everybody. Looks like we're having good cookies.
When you're back in town, Scott.
Yeah, I got a couple chocolate